Welcome to the Refresh from Insider, presented by Cisco's WebEx. I'm Rebecca Ibarra.
And I'm Dave Smith. It's Friday, April 22nd, Earth Day, and we're bringing you real-time news, fresh like live radio, but on demand like podcasts.
Here's the latest.
Awkward moment for Kevin McCarthy just hours after the House minority leader vehemently denied the New York Times report saying he considered asking Trump to resign after the January 6th insurrection. Audio of McCarthy saying exactly that was released.
I'm seriously thinking of having that conversation with him tonight. I haven't talked to him in a couple days. What I think I'm going to do is I'm going to call him.
He's talking to prominent Republican Liz Cheney.
And it would be my recommendation he should resign. I mean, that would be my take, but I don't think he would take it. But I don't know.
Donald Trump Jr. has voluntarily agreed to testify before the House committee investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol. A quick refresher, Trump Jr. sent a text to Mark Meadows just days after his father lost the presidential election. He said they had multiple options to overturn the election in his father's favor, including focusing efforts on January 6th. Florida's Republican-led legislature has voted to dissolve Disney World's special district that, for more than 50 years, has allowed it to operate as its own government. Governor Ron DeSantis is expected to sign the bill as an act of retaliation after Disney publicly condemned what critics call the Don't Say Gay bill. So what does this mean for the people of Florida? Well, the special district allows Disney to build and pay for its own infrastructure at no cost to Floridians. But if the district is dissolved, more than $1 billion in bond debt could be put on the taxpayer.
In Ukraine, satellite images appear to show as many as 200 grave sites just outside of Mariupol. The port city has been under near constant attack for about 8 weeks, and the mayor says as many as 20,000 residents have been killed, a number that cannot be independently verified. In one small bit of good news, though, after many failed attempts, about 90 people made it safely out of Mariupol on Thursday.
A nonprofit that provided help to Afghan refugees says that starting Monday, Americans can apply to sponsor Ukrainian refugees in the U.S. President Biden has approved 100,000 Ukrainians to enter on humanitarian patrol, and to be eligible, they'll need a sponsor. The website, welcome.us, is also accepting donations for Airbnb rentals and airline miles.
Let us know what you think of the show. We'd love to hear from you. Email us at therefresh@insider.com. Coming up, we talk about the rise of LinkedIn ghostwriters, a number of them making north of $700 an hour.
WebEx is driving hybrid work by ensuring almost anyone, almost anywhere can be seen, heard, and have the ability to contribute equally. Learn more at webex.com/hybridwork.
Mourners have gathered in Grand Rapids, Michigan today for the funeral of 26-year-old Patrick Lioya. He was killed earlier this month when a white police officer shot him in the back of the head. Reverend Al Sharpton delivered a eulogy with an interpreter for Lioya's Congolese family. They want the officer's name released.
Is this Michigan 2022?
In Michigan 2022?
Or Mississippi 1952?
Y'all are Mississippi 1950.
Apparently, all Mark Zuckerberg wants to talk about is the metaverse, and it's driving employees nuts. Current and former Facebook employees tell Insider the company is, quote, messaging the hell out of its metaverse strategy. The only problem, they say, is no one really knows what Zuckerberg is talking about or, like, what exactly a metaverse playbook is. Meanwhile, Meta has lost about $10 billion. But what is money, anyway? And what is Meta? Only Mark knows.
JP Morgan now requires its hybrid employees, about 40% of the total staff, to work from the office at least 3 days a week. To enforce the policy, the bank is tracking badge swipes, and the surveillance is causing panic among staff. One executive tells Insider the attendance quotas have created a, quote, fear of God culture.
We're going into the last weekend of Coachella, and Insider's Callie Algrim, who attended last weekend, says the music festival seems to be back to business as usual after a 2-year hiatus. You don't need proof of a COVID vaccine or a negative test to attend.
But the attendees I spoke to on the ground did not seem at all concerned about this. The security guards I spoke to, many of whom were Marines who volunteered for the job in order to attend this famous music festival, told me that it was much harder than they were expecting, with longer hours and more demands.
But she says in her experience, the festival went on without a hitch.
After taking a three-year break, the Large Hadron Collider in Geneva, Switzerland will be booted up again today. Scientists hope the new and improved particle collider, the world's largest, will help them make more breakthrough discoveries, like a fifth force of nature, something beyond gravity and electromagnetism. To be honest, though, I don't need the LHC to tell you that the fifth force of nature is, in fact, real-time news podcasts.
If you've been on LinkedIn recently, you've probably noticed that it's no longer just for job seekers, right? It's a full-fledged social media site where people can network and connect. And there are even LinkedIn influencers now who create content that gets, you know, like a million likes. And those posts are more interesting and creative than in the past. Insider's JP Mengelinden says this is all thanks to the rise of LinkedIn ghostwriters.
A lot of the content that is being pumped out onto LinkedIn, turns out a lot of that is not actually written by the people with their names attached to it. It is written by PR agencies, marketing agencies, freelancers who dedicated their entire weeks to writing content in the voices of these LinkedIn influencers, and they're writing everything from 800 to 1200 word more formal posts, like five ways to ensure your hybrid, you know, work team is working efficiently, down to, you know, a haiku like 20 word Monday motivation post.
Can you give us an example of someone who is doing this ghostwriting successfully?
Sure. So one example who's mentioned in the story, her name is Tara Horstmeier. And so she started ghostwriting on LinkedIn. She had startup founders who came to her and they were like, hey, would you mind writing content on my behalf under my name on LinkedIn?
It just kind of found me more than me saying, hey, this is what I'm going to seek out to do and find it.
And she makes about $2,500 a month, which is very much on the lower end of what ghostwriters can command, the highest end being between $500 and $700 an hour, which basically puts it squarely in the same pay bracket as lawyers.
It is surprising to me how much these execs are willing to pay. So why are people willing to spend this much money on a ghostwriter?
I think LinkedIn's next chapter as a thriving content hub for working professionals has really risen over the last decade or so and become more and more important to business professionals. And so these influencers themselves see it as worthwhile to have content on a platform like that.
JP, if someone wants to become one of these ghostwriters, what steps should they take?
I think it depends on the route they want to go. I think there are two main routes. If they want to work at a more established content strategy agency where there's more stability, those agencies always seem to be hiring. There are jobs there, and jobs that are being posted ironically on LinkedIn. And then if you want to take more of the individual route as a freelancer, I think, you know, it can be as basic as putting ghostwriter in your profile, which I definitely have seen, and then doing some outreach to maybe startup founders or PR agencies who are looking to build out their freelance roster.
And JP, for the rest of us who can't afford a ghostwriter, what does it take to write, you know, a really sticky or good LinkedIn post?
I hate to put it this way, but it doesn't have to be a Pulitzer Prize winning level post. I mean, it doesn't have to be that literary. What matters most is the content itself. And by that, I mean, you can go two ways. The first being, if you want to just do like short posts, I found that business management advice tends to do really, really well. And it doesn't have to be original advice from yourself. One influencer I spoke to literally gets over 1,000 likes or engagements on posts where he basically just screen grabs tweets of business management advice and kind of regurgitates them on LinkedIn with an added line or two, and that gets a lot of engagement. And then if you want to go the longer form route, you know, maybe paying attention to some of the themes that are currently resonating in the LinkedIn community in your feed, remote work still being one of them. If there are advice and tips that you can offer on that front, I think content like that would also resonate well.
Thank you so much, JP.
Oh, thank you.
JP Mangalindan is a correspondent covering the creator economy at Insider.
Make sure to follow The Refresh from Insider on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Facebook, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And please leave a rating and review. It helps other people discover the show.
The Refresh from Insider is produced by Frank Alito, Grace Eliza Goodwin, and us, Rebecca Ibarra.
And Dave Smith. Carrie Donahue is our executive producer, Andy Bowers is head of audio at Insider, and we had extra help this week from Rob Gunther.
Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful weekend.